Thank you and good afternoon. Matthew Brown was convicted last month of second-degree murder, and on Wednesday during a hearing at the Humboldt County Courthouse, he was sentenced to 40 years to life in state prison. The 31-year-old Brown was involved in the murder of 49-year-old Alder Point resident Neil Eugene Decker back in July of 2014. Decker was fatally shot in the chest at a residence in Rancho Sequoia Drive in southern Humboldt. Decker died in a helicopter while being transported to the hospital. Brown's request to reduce his conviction to voluntary manslaughter was denied and was sentenced to 40 years to life in prison with the possibility of parole. The murder trial date for Benjamin Carter was pushed back from its original date of April 6th and will be rescheduled for April 27th. The date was pushed back during a trial confirmation hearing on Wednesday. The 34-year-old is accused of fatally shooting Redway resident Zachary Chapman. Carter was found in Arizona by the U.S. Marshals Service 1 month later and was taken into custody on one charge of murder. The coroner's office has identified 55-year-old Trinidad resident Fred Lamberson as the victim from a fatal traffic collision on Highway 101 in Wyatt at just after 3 o'clock Wednesday morning. The driver of the car, 54-year-old Teresa Lamberson, was headed northbound on Highway 101 when she lost control of her Ford Focus. The car left the freeway and collided with several trees before coming to rest on its roof in the southbound lanes. Teresa suffered a broken leg in the crash, while Fred suffered fatal injuries. The cause of the crash remains under investigation by the California Highway Patrol, and there were no other vehicles involved in the collision. One of the topics discussed at Wednesday's Trinidad City Council meeting was the possibility of building an electric vehicle charging station at Saunders Park. The station would be installed by Redwood Coast Energy Authority, which has recently secured a grant to install electric vehicle charging stations in multiple locations in Del Norte County. The RCEA wants to build the charging station in the parking area of Saunders Park, and the staff recommended the authorization of the city manager to sign a memorandum of understanding to agree that the desired location is appropriate and to allow the project to begin. Eureka City Schools are now accepting applications for those interested in being a representative of Area 2 on the district's Board of Trustees. The board makes decisions that affect the 10 schools in the district. Currently, the members on the board are Lisa Olivier, Wendy Davis, Susan Johnson, and Fran Taplin. Those who are interested in applying have to submit their resume and a letter listing their qualifications by Monday. The board will then follow it up with interviewing the applicants during a meeting on March 25th, with another meeting the following day to appoint a new trustee. The Area 2 representative seat was previously held by Henry Beck. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Oregon is following California's footsteps in removing non-medical exemptions for child vaccinations. Dan Squire has more.
The effort to tighten the non-medical exemptions for childhood vaccines is underway in California, and there were plans from an Oregon state senator to make the state of Oregon next in line for removing non-medical exemptions for those child vaccinations. State Senator Elizabeth Steiner Hayward of Beaverton introduced Senate Bill 442, which would have removed non-medical exemptions, and if passed, the law would have been as tough as laws in West Virginia and Mississippi, which allow for no exemptions. They consequently have the highest rates of vaccinated children. Oregon has the highest rate of exemptions and unvaccinated kids. Nearly 8% of kindergartners in Oregon schools attend school with those exemptions, far above the national average.
Thank you, Dan. A tractor-trailer rollover south of Kane Road on Highway 101 near Big Lagoon Wednesday afternoon closed down the freeway for nearly 8 hours. Richard Hamilton was headed north with a flatbed load of potting soil and failed to safely negotiate a left-hand turn in the roadway. The big rig overturned, spilling the load of soil onto the highway and the shoulder area, completely blocking the northbound lanes. The California Highway Patrol and other emergency personnel responded to the scene. The external fuel tanks were removed from the truck before it was recovered, but the operation took well into the night. Hamilton suffered minor injuries in the crash. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.